alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Yesterday, while working on my sermon, I was enjoying seeing all the Facebook posts by friends and parishioners who marched across our cities in the second round of women's marches. Like last year, though, while I had really looked forward to marching and planned to be there, after all, a vet made me a nice hat with the little ears, I was not able to go. But seeing these photos, I felt like I was there, like our church was there, and I was so very proud to at least be a part of it through my parish family. I was sad to have missed it, because it was also my parish family that called me to other things, but I wasn't sad about that, about being with them rather than at the march. Now, this past Friday, I received the call that George Fay had died. George is the father of Russell, who with his wife Katie is often seen here on Sundays with their little girl, who attends our nursery school. And George has often been on our prayer list. And after spending the day with the family, I realized on the way home that it was January 19th, the fourth anniversary of becoming the rector of this parish, 4 years of being your priest. To my mind and heart, it felt a poignant synchronicity to have spent the day being with the Fay family, as there's perhaps nothing more sacred to a priest's heart than to humbly serve a member of our parish family in the most tragic moments. And we pray for all of them. And the next day, yesterday, the first of my fifth year, came the news of a new member of the parish. Amy McAllister, one of our vestry members, sent me an email saying, "Just wanted to let you know that we will not make the annual meeting tomorrow. We'll be attending to the newest parishioner, Henry Snow McAllister." Right. Born January 20th at 2:16 p.m., 20.5 inches and 8 pounds, 12 ounces. Her wife Kelly and Henry are doing great. Well, we certainly wish Amy and Kelly well on the birth of their new child, and also our congratulations to their other children, Aiden and Marianne, who just got a new baby brother. Blessings for this addition to their family and on all of them. Death comes to one family in our parish, while life comes to another, from death to life. Being part of a family, part of this parish family, is an amazing thing. And yet, you know, we celebrate joy, right? And we care for one another in pain. And yet none of it would be possible if we didn't take a risk to be part of something greater than ourselves. Truth be told, that's the very foundation of things that will change our lives, isn't it? That we take a risk and that we say yes to the possibility. And that's what we hear about in the gospel today. Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee, and he calls out to four people, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, to drop their fishing nets and follow him. They were to leave all they knew, risk everything to form a new community, to be a part of something important. What made them do that? I think it was the words Jesus had been saying all over town. Now, the gospel passage starts first with this, that after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the goodness of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." It's tempting to just talk about those boys in the boats as though they had never seen this guy Jesus before. But if you really think about it, word travels fast in towns. I'm sure each of you are part of some communities where if the second one thing happens, you're getting the call the next minute from somebody who's heard about it, right? Really? Nobody else that happens to? Seriously. News travels fast. Now, they didn't have the internet, but word still moved quickly, even then, about important and unusual things. And one thing I can pretty much guarantee, that they had heard about that itinerant preacher who wore camel's hair tunics and ate bugs in the wilderness. John, the crazy guy who baptized hundreds and preached about repentance, he had been arrested. I guarantee you they heard that. And along then comes Jesus saying something even more radical. So why on earth would they risk everything to follow him? Especially knowing what happened to that other guy, John. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Now let me translate what they're likely hearing if we had heard it in their language. The time of God is now. Here. Turn and have a change of mind. Prepare for the new reality. These early followers saw an opportunity to be part of something life-changing for them, for all the world. They wanted to be a part of it. And it was a risk. It was a risk. They were literally casting off all they knew to step into a possibility, a hope. They were willing to prepare for a new reality. And in some ways, like those disciples 4 years ago, we all stepped forward and took a risk together to go and follow the Holy Spirit. Back in 2013, when this parish was in a search for a new rector, there was also the prospect that if something didn't change, this church would have to close its doors in the summer of 2015. The funding would not be able to meet the operating needs of the church and the nursery school by that time. And this church was fishing for answers. Now y'all could have hunkered down and done nothing until the funds ran out. La 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 la, right? Some churches do. You didn't. You said yes to the possibility and took a risk on me and I on you as well. And together, guided by the Holy Spirit and given strength in Christ, we stepped forward into a new and far more promising future. Christ allowed us to see a new reality was possible, and we set our minds on it, on him. But wait, there's more. If you order by midnight tonight, just kidding. As we began our work together, we realized that both the church and the nursery school were hampered by space challenges, and that if we would be willing to risk some of those precious funds, the very ones we rely on to support this parish, if we could take a risk and spend a large sum of it to re-engineer our spaces, it could open the doors to new life for both our church and our school. We said yes once more. We took risks together, trusting in the Holy Spirit, and the result has been amazing for us, for the community, and for the good news of Jesus Christ. In the past 4 years, we have grown our Sunday school and offered Vacation Bible School to our community. We have baptized 18, and in just this past year, welcomed 10 more members into our parish family. Our church has become a core of our local community. Our spaces are now being used by music programs, outreach groups, service organizations, and civic groups like PFLAG and Cub Scouts and the New Jersey Reading Orchestra. Our outreach grows more each year, and this past year resulted in a fundraiser that allowed us to write a check for over $12,000 for hurricane relief. Our choir has grown by a third, now offering two phenomenal services yearly, Advent lessons and carols and a Lenten evensong, and our church now hosts at least one music event each year, this year and last being a concert by the Rutgers University Chorus. We have not closed our doors. Rather, we've grown each and every year, a total of 30%, in fact. And even with our downturn in regular attendance last year, which many churches also experienced, we still added members to this beautifully diverse parish family this year. And they, in turn, have brought their unique gifts into our lives, and we are blessed by them, and they by the rest of us. You see, that's the thing about who Jesus called. He brought together people from all walks of life. He brought them together to work with him. Jesus didn't do this work alone. He surrounded himself with a team, a group of diverse folks, men, women, fishing folks, and tax collectors. Why? Because God's work is best done together with Christ in the center. And that's who we are too, a group of diverse folks who I think the most diverse congregation in this diocese. Look around you. And some of the diversity you can't even see. We have a strong LGBT focus as well. Truly amazing and beautiful. And we have this group of diverse folks that come together here to be a part of something greater than ourselves, to cast aside the nets of life that seem to want to hold us back and to step boldly forward as a team, as a parish family, into a life that has meaning and purpose, into a world with Jesus as our foundation and the Holy Spirit our guide, joining God in the work she is already doing in the world. We are not yet on the mountaintop, but we are climbing closer to that place where our vision will be realized because we open our hearts to possibility. We took a risk and prepared for our new reality for this church and for our spiritual lives. And because of that, together with Christ, like those disciples so long ago, we can make a change in the world. We can really make a difference. We already have. And we only need to keep moving forward together to realize all that is possible. Amen.